Hey, I've got a free view of the Lost Zane recordings. March 4th, 2017, Julius and I sent Ben, our very own Ben Glaze, out onto the street for the teen text quiz. See if people going to work could figure out the abbreviations that their teens use for texting. I know, it sounds stupid as shit. I think we kind of had fun with it. I mean, we did the best we could, for God's sake. Anyway, it's part of the Lost Zane recordings, the full show. Two full shows released each week, Mondays and Fridays, on my Patreon. Part of 11 bonus episodes a week, including the 5 Patreon bonus podcasts Monday through Friday, Smarter Than a Former Drug Dealer Trivia on Tuesdays. Thursdays, you get the Lost, you get the Insane Asylum. And then somewhere around Thursday, Friday, we do the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. And of course, also, Who Are These Zanes? Where Ben and I review my old audio from when I was on the radio at one of 8 million other radio stations, where I sounded even more ridiculous than I do now. And then we basically ripped the shit out of me. That is Who Are These Zanes, the latest edition of weekly content on my Patreon. Try it out for $5 or $10 a month. If you like it for that month, hell, converted to a yearly, I'll knock $5 or $10 off of the cost. Thanks for enjoying this, though. The free view of the Lost Zane recordings.
Ben, Ben. Ben, 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 Ben.
Hey. How are you, Ben?
Ben.
Ben.
Ben. Ben, 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 Ben.
We're working on getting Ben, Ben out on the street.
Ben. B-E-N, Ben, Ben, Ben.
Can you guys hear me?
B-E-N,
yeah, we can hear you.
Ben, 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 Ben,
oh, I can only hear myself.
You can't hear yourself?
Not you guys.
Can you hear us?
B-E-N,
no, you can't.
Ben, 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 Ben.
How about now?
Ben, Ben, Ben.
That's better.
All right.
Ben, Ben, Ben.
All right, buddy.
Ben, Ben, Ben,
think,
Ben, 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 Ben.
Great day to do this.
Yeah.
There's not a soul in sight.
Oh, it sounds crystal clear.
It sounds excellent out there.
There's got to be some vagrants that you can ask.
Yeah, some of our, maybe some folks down on their luck.
No.
We can hear the birds chirping.
Just salespeople walking in.
Yeah, you know, people starting the day. Well, Ben, you might have to hunt a few down as you wander around with your microphone in hand, your headphones on, downtown Grand Rapids for Ben on the Streets Teen Text Quiz. Ben has a list of words that teens use that parents might not have any idea are even words that they use when talking to each other. So Ben wants to go get the... He told us that he wants to go out and do this and get the pulse of the people. How do you... It was my idea. Yeah. As Ben is walking around downtown Monroe Center in the surrounding areas, what do you see, Ben?
Nothing. A whole lot of nothing.
You mean to tell me you are the only person? Like, it's like The Walking Dead at the start.
It is.
At the start. Do you want us to come back to you, Ben?
I've got a couple people walking my way right now.
All right.
Try to walk into the wind more.
Yeah.
That's about it.
All right, Ben. Okay.
And I'm not having any trouble with the wind at all.
Yeah, it sounds great.
Don't worry, it gives us
a vibe that you're actually out on the street.
Yeah, it sounds authentic.
Ben, you just start.
As
soon as you run into someone, you just start talking, and we'll stop whatever we're doing and get to you.
I've got a guy coming away.
Yeah? What's he? Is he looks like he's getting ready to start the workday or what?
Yes.
Okay.
Hey, sir. I'm with the Eric Zane Show. Do you have a second?
Okay. That bastard. Yeah, he does.
Ben.
No, he doesn't.
Ben, I got to give you this pointer again, because I know it's the urge is to ask them a question. And when you ask them, do you have a second? No one in their right mind is going to say,
yes,
I do. So just get into it and then don't give them a chance to tell you no. That's an old sales trick, Ben. I used to have to do these stunts, Ben, back when I was cutting my teeth.
Yeah.
All right. So what do you see now? Oh, there's not a guy for 3 miles.
That's exactly it.
Okay. While you do that, I'll bring up with Julius and just let us know. Say, hey, I got a guy coming. Did you watch The Walking Dead yet?
I have not. I didn't get a chance
to watch
yesterday.
Have you seen what people are complaining about?
I'm trying to stay away from
it.
Okay,
I won't.
Oh, is there like a big thing?
No, it's not a revelation. It's just that the quality of the show, is there's some things that are standing out to people that people are attacking.
The CGI, the green screen apparently was really bad a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, that's what's going on. Okay, Ben.
Okay, I've got a guy in my way.
All right, buddy.
Am I quizzing them about the words, or what am I doing?
Whatever you want.
Ben, it's your show, Ben. It's the Ben Show. We already had that theme that said Ben, 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 so go ahead, Ben. I know you'll do it.
All right. Oh, he's got headphones in.
Mm, definitely not. That's okay, sir. Ben.
Okay. Hey, I'm Ben with the Eric Zane Show, and I'm going around asking people about these words that teens use in their texting, and just wondering if you would be able to, I guess, know what they mean.
All right, I'll give it a shot.
All right. First one, fam.
Family, friends.
Correct.
That's good.
That's an easy one.
How about the word lit?
Oh, I don't even know how to put that into words. Wild, buck wild.
That's good enough.
Okay, things are buck wild. Very good.
All right.
Ask him to use one in a sentence. Maybe ask him to use turnt in a sentence.
Can you use the word turnt in a sentence?
Almost Friday. Thinking about getting turnt.
Yes.
Boom. Oh, yes. Perfect.
Tell him he's great. Ask him his name.
What's your name?
Jake.
Well, you're really good at this.
Say, Jake, thank him and tell him to listen to the show.
All right. Thank you. And listen to the Eric Zane Show on 107.3. Thank you.
Nice. You see, that was perfect.
Hey, friends. It's your pal EZ with my latest and greatest marketing partner, Mint Mobile. I know a lot of you have been through the ringer when it comes to costs with big wireless. As you know, what you see is never what you get. You ever have that happen where you get in there and you're like, okay, they're like, you're going to get this, this, and this, and this, and then you pay us this. And you go, oh, yeah. And then, like, you get the bill and you're like, what the hell just happened? It's like bait and switch. And then you call in and you realize that you're screwed. So you're like, oh my God, I might as well just keep overpaying for this. Never again. Enter Mint Mobile. You never have to worry about the gotchas ever again. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month, when you purchase a 3-month plan, they mean it. I've done this. You should too. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to the rescue with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. My God! To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month and give the other guys the big heave-ho. mintmobile.com/Zane. All right, fine print time. $45 upfront payment required. That's equivalent to the $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigs on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of 5-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body. Then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
You see, you're better at this than you think. You really are.
What's screwing me up is this. There's a major echo.
Oh, okay. Yeah, just maybe pull one here. It sounds fine on our end, man. It sounds great.
All right.
Just maybe pull an ear off or something. I don't know why that is. Imperfect technology, but good enough to give a studio quality sound.
All right, well, good.
So as Ben wanders around downtown for Ben on the Street,
his got a smoker,
his teen text quiz. Go talk to that smoker, Ben.
Yeah, he'll be there for a minute.
Okay.
Definitely won't know what these words are.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Do you have any words specifically?
Well, hell, I don't even have the list now. It's your show, Ben. It's the Ben show. Sure. You know, seriously, this is your segment, Ben.
Oh, God. Hey, sir. I'm with the Eric Zane show. The Eric Zane show?
What's that?
It's a radio show.
Oh.
Just going around asking people about these words that teens use and texting, trying to figure out if anybody else knows what they mean.
I work with acronyms at the police department all the time.
Oh, good. Oh,
awesome.
Good.
Yeah.
All right.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I have an acronym for you. It's THOT. Did you happen to know what that means? THOT.
No idea.
It's an insult. Tell them it's an insult.
It's an insult about women.
No idea.
Okay. Tell him what it is, Ben.
It means that hole over there.
So ask him if he can work that in at the police station.
So, yeah, can you work that in at the police station next time you're working?
Not in so many words, but it's mentioned.
Tell him to start to try to get THOT used in regular regularity at the cop shop.
Yeah, you should try to get THOT used in regularity at the cop shop.
Yeah.
All right. Do you have any idea what the word thirsty would mean?
No idea. I don't text a lot, so I'm way behind the times on it.
Okay. Tell him, Ben. Tell him what it means.
It means impatient or overly eager.
So you could say, ask him to use it in a sentence now.
Do you think you could use that in a sentence, the word thirsty?
Nope.
Tell him, say, Ben, why don't you give him an example and say, that THOT is thirsty for Johnson.
Like you could say, that THOT is thirsty for some Johnson. Yes.
Yes. I guess so. Too early to think that fast.
This guy is just a fireball.
Let's see. What other... There's some good ones on here. I want to ask about the acronym, but
about
I'm
a, about
skeptical.
AF?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's probably
there's
gonna...
another acronym that's highly used in text, and it's just AF. Do you have any idea what that mean?
After something?
No, not quite. It's as...
Bleep.
As bleep.
So,
and
oh,
so that THOT is thirsty as bleep. Well, thank you for your time.
Right, yeah, get out of there. That guy is.
Word is not spell checker doesn't know.
What's that?
Friended.
Friended?
Hey, Ben.
What's that mean?
It's on Facebook.
Oh yeah, yeah, Facebook.
Oh, okay.
Friended. No one knows what that means.
Yeah.
Tell him that. Tell him, hey man, thanks for the time.
Thanks for the time.
And then tell him, hey, it doesn't even sound like you're a smoker.
It doesn't even sound like you're a smoker. It doesn't even sound like you're a smoker.
All right, get out of there.
Listen to the Eric Zane Show on 107.3.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
All right.
Thanks for that last smoker bit. Made me feel like an ass.
I think the police station needs to get up with the times. They need some young blood in there and teach them all the lingo.
Yeah. That was really good, having the dude from the Internet Task Force.
Yeah. Well, hey, young blood, have you heard the term friended?
Yeah, you know what that means? Friended? Have you heard about this thing called book face?
Face is awesome.
Anything else, Ben?
Let's see.
Okay. I like how you you're usually very nervous and apprehensive about this, and then you know you get one under your belt and you're doing well.
Did he just say, "Oh God"?
What did you
hey,
see?
I'm Ben with the Eric Zane Show, and I'm going around asking people about words that teens commonly use in text, and trying to see if you might know what they mean.
Tell them you'll do great.
You'll do fine. Let's see. Oh, jeez. These papers are.
Yeah, they need to get you a little tablet.
Yeah, we should have gotten you a tablet.
Easy to keep everything on one screen.
Yeah. Well, the company will get you a tablet.
Yeah, tell them
sure.
Do you know what the word lit means?
Drunk.
That's what I thought.
It's any sort of intoxication.
It's close.
Wild. Means wild. Getting wild.
It means getting wild. So I guess when you're getting drunk, you could be getting lit.
Well, that's like turnt.
Hey, Ben, when they talk, put the mic to their mouth.
Yeah, I know. Shut up. How about the word turnt?
I got to go.
Okay. Oh, all right. Thank you for your time.
Yeah, he's like, see you later. I've had it.
It was a waste of
all
time.
All right. Why don't you hold the mic closer to their mouth?
Yeah. Is this another example of we should have quit on the previous one?
Probably on all the right. smoker, especially after that gem you gave me.
Yep. All right, man. Come on back. I think we're good.
Ben,
buddy. Thank you. Ben on the street once again, getting the pulse of the people with his teen text quiz. Very good. Ben.
That is it. My free view of the Lost Zane recordings. If you think about it, drop $5 or $10 a month into my bucket for commercial-free, ad-free podcasting, even more so than what I give you on the free platform. Thank you so much. Otherwise, thanks for the time. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Your child has so much potential, but your local schools may not be right for them. Check out K-12. K-12-powered schools are accredited tuition-free online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 2 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.
Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.